one of the newest faces in Royal Blue, Jonathan India, kind enough to join us on 96.5 The Fan. Jonathan, welcome to Kansas City. I appreciate the time, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to be here. You know, excited to be part of this. I've said it since the beginning. Last year playing the Royals, it was just, you could tell there was a sense of confidence they had. You know, they're starting to win, and I was like, wow, that's the team I want to be a part of. You know, and I got the opportunity, and I'm here. So I'm very excited.
Going from Great American Ballpark to Kauffman Stadium is quite a culture shock, or at least for a hitter. I got to imagine that's. I mean, you can wear out those gaps, no doubt.
But. No doubt. I think I've had pretty good numbers here, actually, for the times I've played here.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know what it is here. I like the atmosphere. It is a big park, but you can't, you know, as a hitter, it's, can't think like that. You know, you just got to play the game. You know, I'm not really a home run hitter, so, you know, hit a lot of doubles for sure, though.
Yeah, show off that athleticism.
Yeah,
show
off get that on base running. You know, get on base, steal some bags, and produce for my team. That's what I can do.
What? You mentioned get on base, and that's been everything that we've heard from JJ, from the coaching staff, is we need someone on base before Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny just start mashing the ball. What's the feeling when an organization says, well, you're the guy?
Yeah.
You know, you're the guy that we've been missing that's going to put us over the top when they identify you as exactly what this offense has been short of?
No, it's an honor. And, you know, I can't wait to be that guy to get on base for those guys and, you know, score some runs because that's, you know, my game. I've been like that for the past 5 years with the Reds. And, so here I am, and I'm ready to do my job. And I can't express it enough how excited I am.
What would you – listen, baseball, there's it's the best. I think we all agree it's the best because of the lessons learned, because of the day in, day out nature, you know, getting out of bed's half the battle, showing up the next day.
Yeah.
What are some of the lessons that you carry with you from those 5 years in Cincinnati and many more in the professional ranks?
You just learn how to balance, you know, the game with, you know, off the field stuff. You know, now I'm a father, I'm a husband. You know, this game is every day. You know, you don't really know it until you're in it. I always say that to people that don't play the game. It's just like you have to take it day by day and just be grateful you're out there and just play the game to, you know, with joy and a lot of passion and give it all you got because you never know when's the last day on the field. And but then you got to balance being a guy off the field. You know, if you take your work home with you, let's just say any job in life, you know, you're gonna struggle at work. So. You know, I've learned over the years of playing just balancing, you know, being a father when I'm home and coming to work, and it's my job to do my, you know, I have to be the best player I could be on that day and giving it all I got each and every game. And that's what I take pride in.
Jonathan India, kind enough to join us here on 96.5 The Fan. Who invested in you? Who are some of those vets that you came up with that, you know, can take some credit for the man that you've become?
There's a lot. You know, I came to a veteran team with the Reds. My whole team was a bunch of studs and guys that have had 6-7+ years already. Nick Castellanos is one of them. You know, I still hang out with him every day to this day in the offseason. He's helped me a lot when I was a rookie. Joey Votto is another one. I mean, we had lockers right next to each other, and I've just admired his work ethic, you know, throughout the years playing with him. I mean, there's so many guys I can name. Kyle Farmer's another one that's helped me a lot. That whole team of 21 I played with was just guys that really invested in me and knew I was going to be a guy for them and made sure I would stay on top of my work and kept me in line. And, you know, they made me the player I am today. So I can't thank them enough.
When, for you growing up in Florida, when did baseball become the goal? I mean, you're an athlete, so I would imagine.
Yeah,
there were
I played
other
a
options.
Lot of sport. I played football, baseball. I surfed, you know, quite a bit, and baseball became a thing. I mean, I played baseball since I was four.
Sure,
but it was the only sport when I was like probably 14. I just stopped playing everything else, but continued baseball. You know, committed to Florida, 15 years old, and you know, ran with that. So, but baseball was always a big part of my life, and but I did play other sports growing up, and I think you have to as a kid, you know, it keeps you athletic, keeps you open-minded. So,
you mentioned your Gator background, of course, traded for another Gator in Brady Singer. Where were you when you heard that deal come down? What was your initial reaction?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, me and Brady were the same draft class, you know, same age, and we went through the grind at Florida together. So I was, you know, it was pretty funny how we get traded for each other, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. You know, I told him he's going to be excited to play there, and he told me I'm going to be excited. So we both worked out at the end of the day. You know, it's just tough. I would love to be his teammate again because he's a natural competitor like I am. And we got that at Florida. You know, that's what they taught at Florida. So, but hey, maybe one day, we never know. He'll come back here. Yeah. And, you know,
can you expand on that? Because,
yeah.
Man, I was a big Brady Singer fan.
Yeah.
Love. Just, he wanted to rip your heart out.
That's exactly.
But he was a nice dude.
That's exactly how I am on the field. You know, that's, we were taught that at University of Florida. You know, when you step on that field, you're no one's friend. You know, you just go play the game hard. And you win at any cost, and that's how we were taught. And you know, after the game, you buddy whoever.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, that's how Brady was, and that's how I am. And you know, it's tough to be traded for each other, but
for
hey,
sure,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Brady, and you know, we just had Bobby Witt Jr. in, and it always made me chuckle, and I would feel bad at times. You know, Brady goes out and throws a gem, and then after the game, they're like, can you believe the plays that Bobby made? You know? But you, I mean, I would imagine you were getting questions about Ellie De La Cruz
for sure
last year, and just prepare that people are going to be like, hey, did you see that freaky thing that
of
Bobby
course.
Did?
Yeah, I get an honor to play with two great shortstops. You know, I played with Ellie, who's young and on the come up, and he's going to be an absolute beast. And now Bobby, who's, you know becoming a player of his own. It's just incredible, and I'm honored. So I can't wait, and it's going to be really fun.
What's the messaging right now from the organization as far as, you know, because you hear, well, maybe Massey will get some time in left field. Maybe, you know, India's played third in college.
Yeah.
You know, can you speak to that versatility and what they're telling you as far as how things are going to be deployed in Arizona?
Yeah, they haven't told me much about, you know, where I'll be playing, but they asked me, like, are you open to – play third, and I said, of course. You know, I played third in college, and I never played second base until the big leagues. That was my first time ever. But, you know, I was a second baseman for the past years with Cincinnati, so I'm the most comfortable there. But you know what? I'm an infielder.
Yeah.
Through and through. So,
were you shortstop in high school?
Yeah, shortstop, third base, you know. So I could play anywhere in the infield, and, you know, even I practiced a little bit of left last year in spring training. You know, didn't work out, but, you know, I'm an athletic person, so I can you know, mix and match out there if they need me to. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, and I know at least the first 2 years of Matt Quattrero, he's using everybody roster.
Put the best team out there.
And
that's how you win.
I have to think that makes buy-in from all 26.
No, that's how you win. I think that's the best way to win baseball games. You know, you put your best lineup out there and let them go. But, yeah, we'll see how it shakes up.
Jonathan India, kind enough to join us for a few more minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, Royals Rally 2025. As a bald man, I am going to be quite jealous of your hair all season. I was asking one of the PR individuals, I'm like, tell me that he shaved it. You know, those guys with great hair, they'll just take it down every once in a while.
I almost shaved it.
Right.
Well, I'll be completely
honest. Because you're
so
confident it's going to come back and look
great.
Oh,
for sure. But I was so close when I got traded. I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati loved my hair, and we had bobbleheads with, you know, they had wigs. And,
yes.
And I was just like, I can't do it.
No.
You know, I can't do it.
No.
So I'm going to have another year with the hair and see, you know. Maybe I'll shave it. I don't know what it is. I just had some feeling where I wanted to just shave it off.
And so, your wife was cool with it? She's not.
She was kind of like on the fence with it. She was like, oh, it's your hair, but, you know, you're going to, well, you might regret it if you shave it off.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right. So we'll see.
You know, coming up next weekend, the team across the parking lot going for the Super Bowl. Are you much of an NFL guy coming up?
I love the NFL, man.
Okay.
So I'm a Jets fan.
Okay.
Diehard Jet fan.
Yeah. Wow. How'd that come about?
My dad, he's from New York.
Okay.
So, you know, he grew up taking me to these Jets, you know, games, watching them at these local bars around our house. And, I just grew up watching the Jets, you know, all New York teams, actually. So, and then, you know, what's funny is Vinny texts me right away. He goes, I heard you're a Jets fan, man. You know, thank God we got another Jets fan on the team. I'm the only one. So, I'm glad
it's
have
a tough life, I would
imagine.
Oh, it's
very
not
tough.
Easy.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
We had high promises for the past 2 years. And, you know, Rodgers going out last year, and then this year wasn't the best year. So, It is what it is, but, you know, I'm a true Jet fan. I'm going to keep going.
You got the Chiefs coming out on top?
I think they win, man. Yeah. They're just too good.
I agree.
You know, they're too good.
And you got 15.
They're just too good at they're calm. They don't make mistakes. You know, maybe the Eagles are more talented, but, hey, I think the Chiefs win.
I'm with you. Jonathan India, the newest Kansas City Royal. You'll see him out in Arizona in a couple of weeks. You'll see him at Kauffman Stadium in just over a month and a half from now. Jonathan, welcome to Kansas City. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you so much, man. I'm excited.